We're gonna move on to agenda item 17A. There's the two action sheets related to waterfall. The first one is the August management take. This would be a fairly simple one, I think. Again, as we shared with you the last couple of months, there for the AMT August management take, there is the reduction in the area where this hunting opportunity would take place during the month of August, removing some of those counties in the southeast. We still deal with some depredation, but their primary tools they have available, they believe that they can handle and address those situations. So be looking for your finalization, no recommended changes from the proposal, and ask for you to adopt the August management take season proposal.
Any questions for Director Kirschman? We're on item 17. This is 17A. Seeing none, we do need a motion and a second to adopt the August management take. Move to adopt by Commissioner Cole.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Lockin. All those in favor of adopting, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, it is adopted.
Madam Chair, 17B, non-resident waterfowl hunting season. So I don't know that there's a lot I can say. There's been a lot of conversation, a lot of discussion that you folks have all had with numerous people between your phone calls, emails, text messages. We certainly, as an agency, have fielded several calls, emails, and try to answer questions, talk to people as well. You have your proposal in front of you, which again does currently have in place going from 6,300 total non-resident waterfowl hunting licenses to 6,615, which does reflect a 5% increase for both license types. The 5% increase for the 10-day or statewide non-resident waterfowl hunting licenses, and then also a 5% increase for the 3-day temporary waterfowl hunting licenses. Again, on the front page of your proposal, you have the two maps where you can see where those individual units are. If you turn to the back of that, we have that table there that, again, shows you where those units have the 5% applied to them. So the 00B, or it'd be the second row, which is both public and private land, is where that additional 210 licenses were added for the 10-day or statewide licenses. And then unit V is in Victor, and unit Z is in Zebra, is where the 5% or total of 105 additional 3-day licenses were added to those two units. And again, V, referring to the map, is that unit up in the north central part of the state, and then the Z is kind of that statewide, but excluding the north central, the northeast, and that central part of the state there for the 3-day temporary licenses. And both of those are private land units for those licenses. So, Madam Chair, I'm going to somewhat turn it over to you. I will be standing by for any questions that I can try to help answer that you may have. That is the proposal in front of you. As a department, we did not bring forward any type of recommended change to your proposal. Again, I know you've been having conversations, had a lot of conversations with the public. Secretary Roebling, myself, Deputy Secretary Scott Simpson have had conversations with you as well, and we will stand by to help answer what questions you may have or help try to go in the direction of that you might be desiring as a commission on this particular issue. So, Madam Chair, I'm going to turn it back over to you right now, and we'll be here to help you.
Very good. Thank you, Director Kirschman. With that, Commission, do we have any comments from the Commission at this time? Commissioner Whitmire.
Commissioner, I guess I'll start off here. Certainly, as everybody remembers, last year we took our first look at and approved a 5% across the board increase to those non-residents, which was following the guidelines of a law that was created in 2014, and then 9 years went by without utilizing that. As a commissioner, as a farmer, it's all different decisions, but as a commissioner, being responsible, trying to be responsible about this as an asset, as a resource for the public, just as we do everything else, we had a good look at those numbers, and I guess right here in front of us, we've lost 47% of residents, and that's what's got the discussion, is the 47% reduction. And that's what got in 2014. At that time, it was a little different number, I'm sure, than 47%. But nonetheless, it was a concern that here's this resource that is a migratory waterfowl. It's something that population-wise, concerns on each species is not determined by us. We are given provisions which harvest, whether pintails or mallards, what have you, that we can hunt within, and that is determined federally, and I think even with Canada, yeah, Mexico, North America. So those population concerns are not something that we get into. We follow the guidelines, and that's kind of where that's at. But so then getting back to the percentage. Well, and certainly last year we did pass that, and it's 215 in the statewide, which also affects a lot of the folks that have weighed in here today, being up in the Northeast. So. Why is it that 47% reduction and yet there's too much pressure today? We hear about wetland drainage, I would testify to you all today that it is different today, but it is not in absence of a change in climate, a change in precip, a change in evaporation. We simply get more precipitation, especially in the Northeast, some more severe storms or what have you. It's runoff started, mostly in 93. Some of the comments on draining wetlands. I did ask my wife to forward me an email. So, Chris, if you can bring up something that's 48 years in the making. The first photo, I was 13 years old, or 12, I guess, when I took that photo in 76, and I dug that up. But it's just if you play the first eight screens, and it just goes back and forth to what it was when I was a kid, and then in 11. And this wetland right here is now, it's that. And it was, this one specifically, was 25 individual basins, waters, individual wetlands. And obviously, it's not today. This is all in one. But a lot of these photos are taken when I couldn't believe the water was that high. That's the first time I'd ever seen those cattails underwater. And by the time 2011 came with the high water, this is what you got. And it's not just, this is my farm, by the way. This is all right at home. But when you look at the word wabe means waterfowl nesting area. It doesn't mean big fishery. Climate has changed. And for the folks that are waterfowling, waders don't work anymore like they used to. I mean, when I was a kid, we'd go out, we had muskrats, and we had cattail sloughs. And those muskrats would open up a spot, and you could hunt here, and you could have other people in that same body of water, actually. Today, it's tough to even approach the water and not spook those ducks, because we don't have that cattail perimeter that we used to because of the way of action, because it's just the character. We just don't get that. We don't, it's a lot of things have been lost. And I think for the folks, when they look at what, the competing thing, it's not for the lack of water, it's not for the lack of ducks, it's for the lack of good areas where you can set up a set of decoys and also, the dog thing. And so a lot of it is field hunting now, I do believe, because it's so hard to hunt the water. Because, these little cattail sloughs that we used to hunt, they're different today, and it changes the waterfowl. Now, if you come from Minnesota, they do appreciate it, and so it's tough to try to make that balance. And as a commissioner, that is our attempt, is to make that balance, but we're hearing folks. We were up in, a few of us last night, we were up in Britain, and there was a sportsman meeting, I guess, and there was a lot of concern. There was concern of them now with social media, perhaps, all coming at once when the migration hits, just different points of view. But bottom line is, yeah, there's a lot of concern about that Northeast area. and that's home. But yeah, in there, so the background, you get a little better feel for the, what the 25 wetlands that now is one thing. It's different. It isn't 25 opportunities for 25 groups anymore. It's changed, and it just didn't make any sense. I just wanted to share with everybody that we take this seriously, and we have a desire to make the best use of our resources, the best use of our opportunity. But you know, we hear the guys, and I guess from my standpoint is I'm not as I am concerned, I guess, that listening to them to want to reduce that statewide component of what we're looking at.
Very good. Do you want to make any changes at this time, Commissioner?
Yes, if anybody else has thoughts. Go ahead and amend. Yeah, so I would like to amend to drop the statewide component and just leave those temporary that don't include the northeast corner. That is it X and B?
I'm sorry, not need by
the Y. The Y, yeah, not have the Y, correct. So it'll be the zeros or the O, Z, and the O, O, B. So just do those two components at 5%.
So as you look at your table on your proposal right now, the 00B would stay at the 3925. There would not be an increase there, but the two increases, or at least as you had under your current proposal, would be the 50 under the B and the 55 under the Z. So it just applied to the three-day temporary licenses.
Correct.
For a total of 105 licenses.
Yes, and if I could, I'd like to make that amendment.
Can you repeat that?
So yeah. Could we restate the amendment, and then we'll have to move forward with a second and an adoption.
So if you look at your proposal in your action sheet, I'm going to have you turn to the table on the back of the first page. The second row, NRW-00B is the statewide license. That has a 5% attached to it right now under your current proposal. What Commissioner Whitmire was saying is that would be zero. So 0% be applied. So that would remain 3,925. Okay?
That's on B?
That's on B, the statewide 10-day licenses. Then what Commissioner Whitmire was saying was still remain the 5% applied to the three-day temporary licenses, which is a total of 105 licenses. Right now under your current proposal, there is the 00V, which has 50 more applied to it. So it's currently at 550. Your proposal is 600, and that's right there on your sheet. And then the 00Z, as in zebra, the last row, it's currently at 300, what your proposal is right now is 355. And so those two would remain the same for a total of 105 increase for the three-day temporary licenses.
Is that's correct. That is correct.
Speaking correctly, so everybody yes. understands what you're offering up.
Very good. At this point, I'd like to open it up for any questions to make sure we all understand what the amendment is, what it will do before taking action on this amendment. So commissioners, what questions or comments do you have with the suggested amendment before us? Commissioner Teal.
I think that a big bulk of the concern, not only in comments but through phone calls, seems to gravitate to that northeast corner. And this wouldn't put any additional tags up there. So I would probably support this. But that's all I got.
Any additional questions or comments on the suggested amendment? Commissioner Lofton.
Yeah, I agree with Commissioner Teal that there was a lot of comments about the Northeast. The other thing they commented on was public lands. They were kept saying it was public lands, and this would alleviate that problem. Is that correct?
Yes. In the Northeast. In the Northeast, yes.
Secretary Robin.
Yeah. Sure. So, Madam Chair, I'll help explain again and articulate that. So, as respect to public lands versus private lands, right? So, if again you look at your table, the 00V as in Victor and the 00Z as in zebra, both of those units, the licenses are only valid on private land. So there would not be additional hunters on public lands in those two, I'll say units if I may, under those license types. And so yeah, that 105 additional licenses would only be valid on private land if you leave it under that current allocation or distribution where you have it right now. So it does not have an impact for those people hunting on public lands. And one other thing that I just want to add, just for clarity and understanding, as you're talking about the Northeast, and I think you're primarily talking, looking at that map, the 00Y as the Northeast. Again, why that would not have additional licenses if you did not apply the 5% to that statewide or 00B, that then would preclude any of those additional licenses that would be added to potentially go into that 00Y. So under what you're suggesting, Commissioner Whitmire, there would be no additional licenses available in that northeast corner of that 00Y. And the 105 that you're talking about adding would only be valid on private land in those two units of B and Z.
Thank you.
Does that help clarify and answer your question, Commissioner Locken?
Well, it wasn't so much a question. It was a statement that the comments I got for people where there were concern was the public lands. I don't think anybody had any question. I didn't feel any questions about private land. It was all about public. And that should alleviate a lot of those problems.
The questions that would come to you in respect of additional licenses being valid on public land would be negated by Commissioner Whitmire's recommendation, because those would only be valid on private land under this current structure.
Director Kirschman, so the funds that would come in if we move in this direction would still go towards Habitat. It wouldn't change any of that.
Madam Chair, nothing of that changes. All that you have in front of you right now is what licenses you are looking at and putting them in what geographic hunting unit. And so all those other pieces don't change anything.
Very good. With that, I'd like us to move forward so we can debate whatever version of this proposal is before us. Do we have any additional questions or comments regarding the amendment? With that, we do have a motion on the table. We still need a second.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Teal. All those in favor of adopting the amendment which changes the original proposal, say aye.
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 Those opposed? With that being said, I'd like the commission now to provide comment on the amended version that's before us.
So, you're asking for comment, I apologize. Commissioner Whitmire. Just one other thing on this is in the discussions is, we're on the eastern edge, obviously, 3.5 hours from Minneapolis, an hour and a half north of Brookings, and 2.5 north of Sioux Falls, easy on the interstate, you know, so certainly we get more pressure, it's just easy, and I think we need to, kind of take some of those things, and I know I did, into account, too, where, hopefully we can push more of those non-residents to focus a little more on some of those other areas and not just the first thing that's easiest to access as you try to figure out your plan for Friday night when you get off work and, how long it's going to take to get home. And this is something I forgot to mention, I guess, in my first. But that was also a concern and a hope by doing this is that we can try to encourage some of those folks to try some of those other areas as well.
Very good. Thank you, Commissioner. Additional comments? Commissioner Teal.
I would just say that I do think that there's an opportunity for some more hunting in general. I think that's why I would still like to see a little tag increase. I think there's probably ways that this could potentially be looked past in the future if we could recruit some more resident waterfowlers. And I'm not saying that people aren't doing that by any means, but I do think any opportunity that anyone can have to take a new waterfowl hunter hunting could dramatically change those numbers, and then we wouldn't have to have this conversation. So just putting it out there for the residents of South Dakota, I do think that if everybody can just get a kid involved, get anyone involved, somebody that's never hunted, maybe somebody that's never duck hunted, just take them out, and hopefully that can help recruitment of resident waterfowl hunters. And then these numbers can stay for a long time. So.
Additional comments, Commissioner White.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Commissioner White here. Just some of the comments that I heard from our meeting with the Sportsman Club up in Marshall County. A lot of it was about young people, how this is going to, maybe increasing the number was probably going to reduce the opportunities that maybe some of these young people are going to have. And I think that's something that, each individual family or hunter and their son or daughter has to work through as far as finding that right place. The other major thing is that majority of the ducks that are where the good duck hunting is within 3 weeks or 4 weeks. It's when the fall of flight comes through. And it's quite evident that this area is very successful in attracting the ducks. And as we listened to the people that were giving comments, it made sense to us that we can step back and watch how this moves forward. I just want us, both sportsmen and the commission, that we're working together, that this we listened and we're making the adjustments necessary to what you see is an important opportunity for this resource. This is what we're in charge of, is this resource. And I guess we would welcome any comments that the sportsmen have as far as how we can expand this. This isn't the top down, this is a bottom up way that we can make this a better opportunity for people of our state to bring this to a successful future. So we had a lot of compliments. There's a lot of people like the access to the different sloughs that they haven't had before, the 60 plus accesses. So it wasn't just all negative, it was positive. And we kind of drew from that as far as, hey, what little negative we're, whatever little positive is definitely isn't worth all the negative we're getting. So we thank the people that give us insight and the remarks that brought this decision about. So thank you again.
Thank you, Commissioner. Additional comments from the commission? Commissioner Cole.
I just want to say I'm going to speak in support of the amended motion. I wasn't sure what I was going to do coming into this, so all the comments we all heard. I know that the biggest thing that I think we all have to face is that fine line, or the vicious cycle, however you want to put it, or the great circle, if it works out that way, but between residents, non-residents, the issuing body of the licenses, and the landowners, and it's very tough at times. I will say the one comment that I think overshadowed the Northeast part, I totally agree with you on the Northeast, but the one thing that I started to ask most of the people to call, I'm sure some of you are in here, I took a real strong notion that the number of licenses and the increase wasn't such a big deal, but it was the continuation, the perpetuity of it every year. And that shocked me a little bit. I missed this meeting last year, so I didn't get to be part of that. I can say I didn't vote for it. But, moving forward, I think that's a true consideration. I think a lot of us spoke individually and thought, man, can we, make a motion to do this but not do it for 3 years? Well, you can't do that. But I think that's one of the big concern is that a lot of people thought they lost the trust maybe of the commission or the Game Fish and Parks as a department or all of us together, and that we were just going to ram this down somebody's throat. So I'm really pleased with, I think, the way your amendment is, and I would definitely support this moving forward.
Additional comments, Commissioner Lofkin.
I've got just a quick question. How many potential days are we reducing here from the original proposal to the amended proposal? We're going from 10-day seasons down to 3-day seasons. If you did the math on that, could Scott and Director Kirschman, could you do the math on that, please? How many potential hunter days out in the field would this reduce?
Madam Chair. Commissioner Locken, so when you look at our non-resident hunters, the last couple of years, there's an average of about 7 to 7.5 hunting days per license or per duck hunter as a non-resident. So if we take 7.5 at approximately 210 individual licenses, sorry, I don't have my calculator in front of me. How much? About 1,500 hunting days you're reducing it by with the amended.
Thank you.
Additional comments from the commission? The only thing I would add, as commissioners, we've received a lot of emails and phone calls and comments through the GFMP webpage, and some of them have really helped us look at, well, what should we do? And those of you that showed up today obviously helped solidify that we needed to make a change. Thank you for coming, taking time off of work to be here. I applaud Commissioner Whitmire for bringing this forward, and Commissioner Teal, so we can meet in the middle. I think we do have to manage our resource, and I think there is opportunity out there. And I think this is a good way to start. And I think what Commissioner White suggested, it is a partnership between the commission and our sportsmen. And I'd really like to start moving that needle to a positive direction so we can work together. And as was mentioned, we're not always going to rubber stamp everything. So thank you for taking the time to help us move that needle a little bit. With that being said, we do need a motion and a second to adopt the amended version.
Motion.
Moved by Commissioner Beast, seconded by Commissioner Teal. All those in favor of adopting the amended proposal, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? It is adopted. With that, we are a few minutes before 5 o'clock. I did not think that we would do it, but we are going to end for today. And tomorrow we'll pick back up with item number 20 on our agenda. With that, we have a comment, Commissioner Secretary Robley.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you, Commission, for a great discussion this afternoon. Just want to also thank the public for joining in the discussion. Very much appreciated. I do want to announce, though, that it is Travis Teal's birthday today. So, yes, I want to wish Travis a happy birthday on the record, and thank you, Travis, for joining the team. So that's all I had. Madam Chair, back to you.
Very good. Happy birthday, young man. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
With that being said, we will be in recess until 8 a.m. tomorrow.